B-Pod Studios.
Today's Friday.
Today is Friday.
Hey, guess what I'm doing this weekend?
This weekend?
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm gonna
party.
Party, 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 party!
P-A-R-T!
Why? Why? I'll tell you why.
This has been the longest week of my life!
And I need a
2-day weekend.
I need to party.
I need party.
So come on, let's get this party started!
Let's get this party started!
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, bust a move. Party. Bust a move.
Bob Bronson totally cuts a rug at a wedding today.
Oh,
song.
I do. Oh, bust
yeah,
a move.
Yeah, it's like he's loosening the tie.
Yeah.
He's just, yep.
Take over. We're going to bust a move.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it recognized
the dance
that.
Floor.
Dancing dad thumbs going.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Got the lip bite. Got
yeah.
that going for me.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
all good.
Yep.
Two and out for me. See, how many dances can you have before you're done?
Oh, remember when I could dance all break. Night?
Yeah.
Three.
You're three and out?
Yeah, three or four, enough. Depending.
Four. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. No.
Yeah, but then it depends on what shoes I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Shoes off?
Yeah.
A long time.
You go all night.
Yeah.
All night. Yep. I remember those days.
Have to wear the good undergarments, too. It's a lot involved
wow,
now in dancing.
That's
all right. Huh? What are the...
okay.
Wow.
Just got to keep everything where it's supposed to be.
Oh, Spanx?
Yeah.
No,
you
I got
know?
You. Anyway, sorry. We're going to bust a move. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Cloudy early today. LBF, I watched you. I was right behind you coming in today. You just splashed through that puddle like nobody's business.
I was cleaning
You're driving
my car.
A nice little convertible Volkswagen. Of course, the top was up. But you just drove through that puddle like
why not?
You had some place to be.
Work.
Yeah, well,
my father always makes fun of me. Like, I'll drive over a pothole. He's like, you know you're supposed to avoid
yes.
this, right? I'm like, just checking to see how deep it is, Dad.
I mean, I had to wait.
That's exactly it. I drive kind of like a really safe Muppet. My sister drives like a Muppet, but really recklessly.
Okay.
But I'm like, woo!
I just watched you drive straight through the deepest part of the puddle.
Yeah.
I had to wait for the wave to subside.
I felt like I was on a ride.
All right, just wait for the wave.
The amusement parks aren't open. I got to make my own. It's Splash
anyway.
Mountain.
That's where I felt I was on. Damn. She made a wake.
Yep.
Did
you see me blow that red
light,
too?
A wake behind you. I did see that.
Yeah, all right,
I go through that one every day.
Yep.
Nobody needs to know. There's no camera on that one. Hey, yesterday, big time rain. That's why we have some puddling. I didn't get as much on the North Shore.
Ooh, we got a ton.
You guys got it, right?
It was like movie rain. You know when you're watching a movie and you're like, it never rains like
yeah,
that.
Right,
that
right.
It actually
oh,
did.
Oh, it was great.
How long was it?
Well, at first it was
all
like,
afternoon.
You know,
really?
At first it was like one of those things where it just was like 20 minutes and then it stopped. And then we're like, all clear.
Yeah.
No,
then
we
I went out to the store and then it started pouring.
Yeah, then it poured.
I got soaked.
Pollen's gone. Good news. So that you
yes.
washed that away. So
a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
I'm
so,
sure there's some left.
Boy, we could definitely use it. All right, cloudy today, sunny this afternoon. High 85.
But it's going to be less humid, so
wow.
it won't feel like that.
Wow, what a gorgeous,
beautiful.
Huh?
Very into dew points these days.
What's the
right?
What's the beach status if someone were to go to the beach today?
Beaches
they're right
are
along
open.
The coast.
Are they still there?
Beaches are open.
Yeah, if you need a mask.
You got to check them whether you can park
yeah,
there. I know that in Nantasket,
right.
sometimes you can't park unless you're a resident.
Yeah.
So call your friends who live in Hull.
Yeah.
And then you have to stay 12 feet apart if you're, you know,
okay.
camping out
yeah.
there. Mm-hmm. Wear a mask if you're going to be going any place
right.
close
yeah.
to anybody.
Okay.
And then the rest
no,
is
no
just,
beach games.
Yeah.
No beach
which is
games.
Great.
Good. All right.
Yeah. Then I don't have to play catch with my kids.
Yeah, you
right.
have
Daddy
to.
Just sit here.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, laying out and getting the sunburn.
I like how in Wingershake, the greenheads only bite the non-residents. You know that?
Yeah.
Fun fact. Yeah.
Greenheads.
They tell you that to keep you out of there.
Right.
But I buy it. All right. It is 5:45. Good morning.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
Oh, look at this. Today is National Loving Day.
Oh, God.
If you're single, hug a family member.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in a relationship, hug your partner. And if you're in neither, find somebody to hug.
Hug yourself.
Go.
Go hug yourself, Bob.
In the corner.
Wow. You
know, used to be, I could do that back in the day.
Wow.
My arms don't get around like they used to. I bet Brian could do that.
Hug himself, yeah.
I know he can. He could do that.
I think he does.
Myself. He can hug himself.
Go hug yourself.
Go hug yourself. Anyways, loving day. Right? Anyone want to know that? All right. For real, though, as they say, at 9:15, make sure you have us on. It's the WROR Summer of Nonstop Music at 9:15. We let it roll for 3 hours of nonstop music.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
We're going to be cool. All right. Brought to you by Discover. So how about that? Get your free credit scorecard with your FICO credit score, even if you're not a customer. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply. There's no limits to LBF. What's cool?
No kidding.
No kidding.
I'm finding
right?
that out.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Yeah.
What is FOGO and why do I have a major case of it?
FOGO.
FOGO.
Oh, boy. Wow. I know what a BOGO is.
Yep,
I know what FOMO is.
Yeah, but FOGO, okay, what is it?
FOGO.
And I have it.
Well,
I
don't
bet
you do. Go anywhere. All right, Brian Bell.
All right. Well, you know, I know my wife is missing her Starbucks. And there's a little thing going around on the TikTok. Ladies pranking their guys with some Starbucks drinks.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
Pretty funny.
It's
I would funny. Totally fall for
it's
it.
It's funny. This poor guy. Sweetie, setting him up.
Nice.
All right, so it's summer. It's going to be 85 today, so if you're going to the beach, we've got the top five most, protective and best rated suntan lotions for you. Top five.
Top five suntan lotions
that's
to protect
it.
Your skin.
To protect your
biggest
skin.
Biggest organ on your body.
This summer. All right, that's coming up. Don't ever forget it.
Okay.
All right.
What is FOGO and why do I have it? Well, FOGO is the fear of going out. Since COVID-19
you
sweeping
have
the nation, I have FOGO.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. So people are having to weigh the risk of leaving the house and may opt to accomplish their goal remotely. It was introduced by Forbes, you know, that the expression. It's like, you know, I do this and I think, is it worth it? The FOGO thing. I'm like, you know, restaurants. I'm like,
oh. So are you scared of getting the coronavirus? Is that what you're...
I'm scared of bringing it home with me.
Right.
Like a stray puppy. So I don't, you know.
So when was the last time you went to a grocery store?
The last, like a real grocery store or a small one?
Well, like a big one, you know.
Beginning of March, maybe.
No kidding.
Yeah. I have not been inside a Costco or a grocery store. And I haven't obviously been in a restaurant.
Yeah.
TJ Maxx opened yesterday. You're not going to go hit TJ Maxx?
I'm not going to hit TJ Maxx. I have a severe case of FOGO.
I know somebody who's going there today.
She has no FOGO.
She did it. No FOGO.
And like, yeah,
she wants
the
BOGO.
She wants the BOGO. That's right. She better get a BOGO.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So, no.
All right.
Yeah. She will not FOGO the BOGO.
Yeah.
No way.
I kind of have FOMO.
You do?
Yeah, that she's going there because I would like to, but I got a case of the FOGOs.
You need to jump in. The water's fine. You're going to be good.
You can do it.
You can do this.
Wear your mask.
Yep.
Wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, my wife and I were just talking. She's like, I really miss hitting the Starbucks because she always used to get her Starbucks. And I guess they have the pink drink on the menu now.
Mm.
Well, this has been going around, a little prank. Mm. And it was actually, the clip I saw is from the Starbucks right down in Attleboro.
Oh, okay.
Where this is what this woman told her boyfriend to order.
Mm-hmm. X now.
There you go.
Anything else?
Yeah, and I'll have a pinkity drinkity for the lady.
What is it?
A pinkity drinkity?
The pink drink?
Oh, God.
If that's what it's... Yeah.
Oh,
so she set me up.
He knew it.
The pink one.
That is the best.
Okay. Dang it.
Yeah. He knew it, too.
They should just start calling it the Pinkity Drinkity.
It's best. That's the best thing.
I know when I order for my wife, I have to be like, honey, text me exactly what to say to the person because I do not. I'm just like, I just want a coffee.
Yeah.
What do you, she wants a pump of this and a this or that. And
it's a different language.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Pinkity Drinkity is memorable.
I would totally fall for that. That sounds like something Bob Bronson might order.
I think I would.
You love a good rhyme.
I think you know where I drink it, too, wouldn't you?
On the patio, daddy-o?
That's right.
Oh, God.
Now open for dining.
With the wifey.
With the wifey.
The Pinkity Drinkity on the patio, daddy.
The wifey be drinking the Pinkity Drinkity.
Okay. Testosterone Tom over there.
Oh, okay. I'm really happy for the guy. He knew it. He's like, she set me up.
Yeah, you saw it happen.
The look on his face is like, oh.
Payback is coming.
Very funny.
We can rest assured. Payback is coming. All right. It is going to be 85 degrees today. So if you want to go to the beach, here are the top five. They're not in any order. Just the top five suntan, sunblockers or lotions. And
sunscreen.
Sunscreen. Thank you. C'est moi, sunshine. C'est moi, sunshine. They make it sound so exotic.
Right.
C'est moi.
Yeah,
c'est moi.
Like you're like in Nice
yes,
and not in like Nantasket.
Right. It's got an SPF of 45. Soleil Torres.
Soleil
Torres. 30 SPF. Number three, Kula Classics. Kula.
That's kind of like Boston.
Yeah, it is.
It's Kula Classic.
Yeah, it's a Kula Classic.
What do you got? I got a wicked tan with my Kula Classic. Uh-huh.
Number four, La Roche-Posay.
Careful.
I'm going to be careful. That is an SPF of 50. You want to transcribe that for
me? No, thank you.
La Roche-Posay. Nope. And number five, with an SPF of 70.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's my jam.
This is yours.
70. Yep.
Sunbum.
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 That's fun.
You need sunbum.
I need sunbum.
Yeah.
70?
Coming at you at 70.
Yeah, I'm 70. All right. Like
anything,
I'm sorry.
Isn't like anything over 30, like just not really.
Not for my porcelain skin.
Yeah, you need sunbum.
You don't go outside long enough.
I don't.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right.
All right, so we'll dive into that a little bit later. But yeah, you
sunbum
for you.
Sunbum.
All right, well,
that's an SPF of stay home.
Can I help you with your sunbum?
All righty.
Rub that on.
Where would you rub that on? The sunbum.
At the beach.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, it's 628. Don't forget 3 hours. It's a 3-hour tour of 80s and...
They and more.
That's
not
right.
Not singing.
What?
I can't sing on
Come
the
on,
radio.
Do the Gilligan's Singer along with me. 9:15, 3 hours commercial-free music. You didn't get the memo. The boss said we have to sing that jingle.
Yeah, no.
You didn't see
it's
that?
It's not a no.
That's a hard no.
That's a hard pass.
You're
thanks.
Do a force majeure on that.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
All right. Sunny this afternoon, 85. So I just mentioned that if you're going to the beach, it's time to slather up. I gave you the top five, suntanning lotions and sunscreens.
Yes.
Everything from Sunbum coming in at 70.
Nice.
Right?
Yes.
All the way down to number 30, which I don't want to say. It was a 30 SPF. Soleil something.
Yep.
But you know what? Nothing. Nothing sounded like summer to this guy back in the day until this commercial came on.
Really?
TV or radio. Let me take you back, okay?
Okay.
Here it is.
In Saint-Tropez, almost all they wear is the deep, dark color of... Bain de soleil, protection de 4, 6, 8, 15. For people who can choose anything they want, and they choose the best.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah.
Did you get the counts on those SPFs?
Two, four, six, eight, and 15.
Yeah. What is two?
I think it was responsible but for my first second-degree burn.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
If you wore Saint-Tropez 2... You might as well just put olive oil on at that point.
Yeah.
You're just going to bake.
Oh, God.
Do you ever see anybody do that? They just put
cooking
oil on?
Yeah, my babysitters.
They put cooking
oil on? They would wear their tube tops and put olive oil on. And my father was like, hey, I'm not going out.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It was the 70s.
You just drew a very nice picture. It was
no problem.
The best.
Thank you later.
The best. Wow, it was great.
Yeah,
it was I remember those days.
Yeah. What do you think those babysitters look like now?
They look
wow,
good,
nice. When he said those babies. When you said what those babies look like now. No, no. Can't go there. Anyway, so that's what I thought of you.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What I heard.
Probably need to register someplace.
I think he does. I think you're right.
Me?
All right. What's coming up in Dirty Laundry?
Well, I hate it when this happens. One of my favorite people is getting a divorce after only 7 years. Who got the itch? We'll tell you at 7:45.
He was a chump.
Or 6:45.
6:45.
Do it at 6:45.
I know you want to go, but...
Yeah, no one wants to
wait.
Not yet.
Not yet.
No one wants to wait that long.
Don't rush.
All right, sorry, 6:45. I'm here for longer.
He was a chump. Don't worry about it.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
She's sad. She is sad, sad, sad. You hate it when celebrities break up.
Yep.
You got a big one.
Celebrity breakup.
Yeah.
One with her husband, the other with her boobs.
Excuse me?
Yeah. And also some Ben Affleck news.
Okay.
Do I have your attention now, Bob Bronson?
Yeah, you pretty much had
Had me at boobs.
That was Brian Bell.
That's right.
All righty.
All right.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson is getting a divorce. Her marriage to Brandon Blackstock, what a name, is over after 7 years and two kids.
Somebody
they have a three-year-old son, Remington, and a five-year-old daughter, Rita.
Wait a minute. Remington Blackstock?
Oh, my God. That's
What a name.
He's either going to be a private detective or go into an industry you wouldn't be proud of if your kids went into.
Wow.
You know it's true.
Wow, what a name.
Starring Remington Blackstock.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, she named one after a gun in the... River.
River. Love. I think Remington Steele. Isn't that funny? I don't think gun.
Yeah, that was...
I think Pierce Brosnan. But that's me.
She probably was, too.
Yeah, she probably was. So
what happened?
Well, according to the blast, it's apparently drama-free and amicable, but I don't believe that's true for a minute, because I just don't think that, you have little kids, and I don't know.
7 year itch. She works a lot. She's the breadwinner.
That's the thing. She was more powerful in the relationship, and that's what happens. The ego, the male ego can't handle it. Especially, she's like Kelly Clarkson. Like, she makes like $10,000 more than he does.
Like major bucks.
This is major. And she's very busy. She has a talk show. She's on The Voice. Mm-hmm. She's cutting albums. I mean, she's not on the road, which is good. But maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe the problem is that she's home.
Oh.
And they realize,
be careful,
this is not going to work. I don't particularly care for you when I'm around you.
Wow.
It works when I'm away.
Yeah.
So why don't you get a divorce?
And she never took his name. She was never Kelly Blackstock.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean anything. I didn't take Dave's name.
You did.
Well, I did professionally, but that was a mistake.
What? Wow.
Here's the thing.
A 21-year itch here.
22. 22. Well, the thing is on all of my legal documents, I'm still Lauren Beckham.
Uh-huh.
The reason I did that is because I didn't want to get... If I got pulled over in Canton, they'd know Lauren Beckham because I went to high school with all the cops. Did it as a romantic gesture.
You drive half the speed limit. You're not going to get
pulled
over.
I know, but you never know. I'm a safety girl.
Right.
And then I did it as a romantic gesture.
Slow.
I had a... right after we got married, I changed my byline to Lauren Beckham Falcone.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, look, Dave, I took your name.
Yeah,
kind of. And then, kind of. And then it's only brought me problems because I'm like, did I file it under Beckham or Falcone? Is it like, what's the reservation? Because my credit cards are in Beckham. So anyway.
Okay.
Clarkson. So back to Clarkson.
Wow. Heck of a detour.
Anyway, just
a detour.
Make a decision,
that's
ladies.
How
that's
she
all
drives.
I have to say.
Yeah. That's how she drives.
Whoa.
Okay.
It's really true. Hey.
Look at that. Okay. All right,
so
back on the road.
Hopefully. Yeah. It'll be fine. Apparently, she had a prenup. Smart girl. She wants to make sure that he does not ask for spousal support because that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
They had been spending their quarantine social distancing together on a Montana ranch. That'll do it, yep. Folks.
I think you did it.
No if one
you
can't, went to a Montana ranch.
I know. And he doesn't look like a ranch hand either, if you know what I'm
you
saying.
You said he was a load.
Seemed like a slacker.
What did you? Why do you say that?
Well, we met her once or twice in New York. And I know, I'm not dropping names, but she was awesome. Super pleasant young lady.
Yeah, right?
Very sweet. Nice to everybody, including the little people. And we asked about her husband, and she said, you know, he just, you know, he's home. Well, what's he do? Well, he's playing a lot of video games, you know. Uh-huh. Oh,
Bob immediately went to judgment zone.
Absolutely.
It was like, loser, man. I give it 3 more years. Yeah, and he was right.
And I'm right.
You know, that's a dad with 2 girls
exactly.
Right there.
Exactly.
You know, boom.
Show me
right
the
away.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, speaking of breakups, Chrissy Teigen broke up with her fake boobs. She got her breast implants out yesterday, and in an Instagram post, she said the surgery went perfectly. She was, quote, so sore. Mm. She also showed off cards that her 4-year-old daughter, Luna, and 2-year-old son, Miles, made for her. One said, have fun pulling your boobies out. And the other one said simply, bye, boobies.
Bye, boobies.
So there you go. There's that. And finally, Ben Affleck and his new girlfriend, Ana de Armas, went on vacation together on a private jet with two of his 3 kids. Funny thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell who who was the daughter and who was the girlfriend.
Oh, it's
because
that.
Hollywood.
It's like that.
She's youngish, but like she looks 12.
Okay.
Like, it's just weird. But private jets and masks.
How old is Matt?
He's 47 and she's 32. It's not horrifying. It's not. But, like, in the regular world, if 47, well, it's not
47,
awful.
32.
I feel like over 30 seems like mature. If she was 22, I'd go bananas. But give it time, because he'll trade it in. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I've been watching the Betty Broderick story on USA, and I know all about marriages and divorces and trading in for newer models.
Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to be watching that show.
Yeah, take a look. All right. It's
and
fun. It's
there
like,
you go.
It's like driving with LBM. There she goes. Off the shoulder. Back. Oh, she's back. All right, we got her back. You're good. All right. It's 6:51. La-di-da. 85 degrees today. Sunny skies, too. All right. Yeah. What day is it?
Thank God it's
Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. There you go.
Thank God they told me. Yeah. I had a feeling. It feels a little like a
feels
Friday.
Yeah, that's good. So on Fridays, let's just, you know, let our hair down.
Okay. Mine's up today.
Yours is up.
Yeah,
let it down.
Funny.
Let it down,
oh,
LBF.
Be careful
let
what you wish
it
for.
Down. Let it down. No. Hey, so today let's have a little bit of fun because it is Friday. Why don't we just throw it back a little bit? Yesterday, I don't know what made me think of it, but as a kid, I always thought that an old radio would play old shows or old music. See, my Uncle Ted had these old radios in his basement, which probably started my love for radio. And I'd go down, hang out, and wait for the test tubes to warm up. And I just thought I was waiting for, like, a Jack Benny. I don't know.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it'd be like an old show.
Yeah, yeah, you'd like step back in time.
I thought, and then all of a sudden it's Casey and the Sunshine Band. It just was wrong.
What?
But anyway.
That seems wrong.
It did, right? Coming out of a RCA. Anyway, so we started thinking, things you thought as a kid, right? Yesterday, you posted on our Facebook page.
When I was a kid, I used to think.
Right.
And in the embarrassing things you used to think.
All right. So we have a bunch of them on Facebook.
We have some good ones.
Yeah. So what was one your mom had?
My mom, when she was a kid, her mother would say to her, you know, Christmas is around the corner. So my mother, when she was little, would get out and go outside around the corner in Cambridge and look for Christmas look for, and expect like a band of Christmasness coming around the corner.
It's around the corner.
And she's like disappointed every time.
That is great. Beverly, yeah. Christmas is around the corner.
She was 48. No, I'm kidding.
Still disappointed. All right. So if you have, just have fun with that because we had some great ones on Facebook. But we'll just, whatever. Take some calls. 888-410-1057. Just finish this.
When I was a kid, I used to think.
What? All right. Let's do it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes. Hey, it's going to be a nice day today, too. Sunny and 85, just so you know. Down to 57, too. That's nice.
That is nice.
Right?
I like good sleeping weather.
Good sleeping weather.
I've become that person.
Yeah. We all do.
A warning to you all we in your all 30s. Do.
Yeah.
You will be me.
You will be that person who wants a nice, cool night.
Yep.
Just
windows
to crawl
open.
Into bed.
Yep.
Then you're going to love tomorrow night, only 53 in Boston. That's pretty good.
I hope it snows.
And sunny, 67 on Sunday. Okay, so we just asked the question. Remember back in the day when you were a kid, you thought some things that, you know, were just so ridiculous. You didn't know any better. You were a kid.
Yeah.
So yesterday you put on our Facebook page, the ROR Morning Show, that question.
The question was, when I was a kid, I used to think, and then we made you tell us.
Were there some good ones?
There were some great ones. Right. Kathy Robertson said she thought there were real fleas at the flea market.
So did I.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And some of the stuff.
Some did have fleas. Old furniture.
Nancy Hannah said she could never remember the word yesterday. She just called it the other tomorrow. I think that's so poetic in a weird way. I love it. Amy Ellis said there were tiny bands playing in the radio. And Karen Grande said, my mom said she could knock me into next week, so I asked her to knock me into Saturday so I could watch cartoons.
That's awesome.
I'll knock you into next week. Can I go to Saturday? Yeah. All right, we got Lisa.
Lisa.
All right, Lisa. What did you think as a kid?
During the Bugs Bunny cartoon show, they used to drop a pill into like a tornado and it would dissolve. So I thought that would be the logical thing to do. It'd be like, why don't we just go and drop a pill from an airplane into the tornado and it would dissipate?
Yeah.
I think the president thinks that.
Oh, boy. He's not wrong. There's a pill. He's got the point.
This seems logical to me.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Patty, what fun thing did you think back in the day when you were a kid?
Well, it wasn't exactly fun, but you know the term, he went out with a bang?
Yeah.
I used to think that meant they were talking about my father because he passed on 4th of July.
Oh, he went out with a bang. Well, that's sad and sweet.
Yes. Yeah. It's innocent, but not.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
4th of July. I mean, I hope he ate.
Yeah.
Got that last barbecue.
Very on brand, Bob. Very on brand.
How sad would that be?
Sorry for your loss, but I hope he had ribs.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you loved your dad, Patty. All right.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks. Love you guys.
Oh, thank you, Patty. All right, Gene. What did you think as a kid?
It's kind of weird, but when I was a kid, I used to think when I got my period, it was 40 years straight. I know, it's weird.
Wow. Here's Aunt Flo. She's going to be with you for 40 years.
Oh, my God. I'm so uncomfortable right now because I'm 12.
I know. Sorry.
Well, that was a nice surprise when you figured out it wasn't true, right? Okay.
Yeah. No kidding.
Bye, Gene. Hi, Gene. Hey, Richard, what fun things did you think as a kid? Or
actually, my mother. My mom's mom told her when she was a kid that if a dog humps your leg, you'll have puppies.
Oh, my Wait a minute. God. Like, that is just mean.
She
was trying to teach you the birds and the bees, man. That's all.
Yeah, she finally, when she was 30 years old, she figured that wasn't true. So.
Oh, good. All right. Excellent.
It's just a funny way of teaching the birds and the bees.
Yeah, right.
Right? It's the dog and the leg.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Have a good day.
Bye.
Well, that's good stuff. That is good stuff.
Yeah, I like parents who tell tall tales and legends.
Didn't want to do the birds and the bees so much with the dog and the leg.
No. Yeah. It's a good way to avoid the subject.
It is.
You stick line one then.
Okay. All right. Line one, 888-410-1057. Okay. Tree, what did you think as a kid?
My mother was truthful with me, and when I asked where babies came from, she told me that the mommy had to have an egg that the daddy did something special to.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
My father cooked me breakfast every weekend.
Oh, no.
Hey, Tree, you want some eggs? No.
Not those special
eggs. Do you want some pancakes? Are there eggs in them? Yes. No.
No?
Not doing nothing special to my eggs.
Oh, that's a great
call.
That
is amazing.
That's so funny.
When did you start eating eggs?
Yeah.
I think I was 15. I was out of the house.
They weren't made by your dad. But the cook down the street, he had no problem.
Hey, now.
He was cute.
That's funny, Tree. Good call.
That's amazing.
I love it. All right, 888-410-1057. What did you think as a kid that, man, you only had to find out on your own wasn't true? 888-410-1057. Bob, LBF, and Brian, beautiful day today. 85. Sunny skies in the afternoon. So there you have it. And don't forget, at 9:15, it's a three-hour nonstop music block. 9:15, right to lunch.
Three-hour tour of 80s and more.
You got it.
Right?
Who's the first mate now?
Me.
You are.
I am the captain now.
Well.
No, thank you. You've seen the way I drive.
Yeah, no. Let's not get crazy now. We're still trying to show you how to tie a knot.
Oh, yeah. Right. I watch Below Deck.
I know you do. That is it. Anyway, there you go. Taking us off the main road again.
I'm sorry.
All right, LBF. We had some fun Facebook messages on that question that you put up yesterday. When I was a kid, I used to think, what?
Okay, so Maureen said that dragonflies would sew up your mouth.
Why? I
think
don't
that's
get that.
Crazy.
Why would
but it must
think
be like,
that?
I think it must have been like an old wives' tale. I thought, and I'm not sure if this is true, if you stare, if you look straight at a dragonfly, it's going to fly into your face.
Right.
And I'm old, and I still won't look at them. By the way, I used to think that you couldn't open a garage door without a garage door opener.
Right.
Wow, what a dumb kid.
Yeah, no, I'm news now.
Wait.
You thought you couldn't open a garage door without the opener?
Yeah, I didn't know they
up
opened.
Up until when?
Like 2 weeks ago.
There's a handle. Just pick it up.
It's crazy.
You unlock it.
One girl used to think that when a couple got married, they went on their honeymoon and came home with a baby.
Oh, yeah. You do.
Sometimes they do.
All right. So who do we got up now?
We got Larry.
Larry. So what did you think as a kid?
Well, when I was about 5 or 6, like most kids that age, I was into frogs and snakes and, you know, animals of all types. So I was chasing pigeons around my front yard trying to catch them.
Yep.
And my mother said, you can't catch them that way. You need to put salt on their tail. So she gave me a salt shaker. Sat back, drank a coffee, watched me run around the yard with a salt shaker trying to catch pigeons.
Oh, my God. That's fun.
That's a fun mom.
That's a fun mom.
That's fun.
What was she drinking?
Oh, yeah.
I
don't know. I think it was enhanced, though.
It was in a teacup.
Yeah,
no
right?
one really knew.
Yeah, thank it was you. In a teacup. Yeah.
Always. See,
that's
smart mom.
Funny.
Thank you. All right, Joe. What did you think as a kid?
I used to think that if you ate a pound of chocolate, you'd gain a pound.
Yeah.
You what?
You gain a pound. If you ate a pound of chocolate, it seemed to make sense.
It kind of does.
You gain like
well, it says right on it, one pound.
Joke's on us, right?
Yeah. Wait a minute, you don't?
All right, thank you, Joe. Sandy, what'd you think as a kid?
My mother told me when I was at a playground and there were two dogs doing, you know, their thing.
Yeah.
I asked what they were doing, and my mother told me that the dog in front was sick and the one in the back was pushing him to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
She's quick. That's good.
That's funny.
It was very quick, and I believed it for a long time.
Yeah, no. Boy, a lot of sick dogs in the neighborhood. Thanks, Sandy.
That's good. That's pretty quick for mom.
I know. Excellent. You gotta come up with something. You've got to be fast.
What are they doing?
That's a creative mom.
Want to take another one?
Yeah.
Gene, what did you think as a kid?
Gene.
The
TV was black and white.
You thought what?
I thought the world was black and white because my television was black and white.
Oh, everything back in the day was black and
white. Yeah, I kind of thought that too. So,
yeah. Right? When you watch, thank you. When you watch old movies, right?
You can't picture people like with real color hair and things like that. When they colorize it, I'm like, that's not right.
No, I liked it.
Things that happened in the 40s were in black and white.
Yeah, they didn't have color back then. No. Jimmy, what's his name? Stewart didn't have blue eyes.
Right. I know. They were light gray. Weird to see that, right?
They were light gray, weren't they? All right. That's fun. So anyway, they're on our Facebook page. Give us a like. It's the ROR Morning Show. You can chime in there anytime. All right,
yeah, we're
up.
Learning a lot about our listeners. I like it. And the lies their moms told them.
Yes, the moms. All right, Dirty Laundry coming up.
Okay, this why Kelly Clarkson is splitting up with her husband of 7 years. I'm so sad about this story.
All right, here's LBF's Dirty Laundry. I know you're bumming. Usually you don't take this personal, but you hate to see a marriage.
No, I do always take it personally. I hate it when people break up.
You see a marriage end.
I do.
Yeah.
Breakups, people are breaking up with their husbands, people are breaking up with their boobs,
yeah.
And then Ben Affleck. apropos of nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So first, the sad news that Kelly Clarkson is breaking up with her husband of 7 years, Brandon Blackstock. They have two kids together, River, who is 5, and Remington, who is 3.
What was her name again?
Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, that one. Okay.
That lady.
Right, that one.
Brandon was married before. He has two kids, 14-year-old Seth and 18-year-old Savannah. Well, I was doing a little deep dive. Why do you think this happened?
Right.
I don't know, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, one thing might be they've been self-quarantining on a ranch in Montana.
Yeah.
Maybe they realized, because she's always busy.
Yeah.
She has a talk show. She has The Voice. She sings. She does everything.
She does the show still from the ranch?
She does the show from the ranch. But anyway.
And what's he doing? Is he working on the ranch?
I think he's not.
Wrestling
doing
up the cattle?
I don't know.
Like Ladd does on The Pioneer Woman?
I don't think he's doing that.
I don't think so. He's not bailing hay.
Maybe they just realize they don't have a whole lot in common. Dude, I think it's sad, though, because
too much
she was
time
so
together.
Happy when she married him.
Yeah.
But she also said, I want another child. And my husband is like, no, we have 4. You get baby fever when you see them and you're like, oh, I miss the chubby little legs and little face. I think that's a thing. Like, if you're a woman and you want another baby,
yeah,
like, okay. And you're Kelly Clarkson and you have the means to pretty much outsource the care for this
sure,
baby.
Yeah. You think it's
why wouldn't you just have oodles of children if you want them?
Well, money
and then
was,
for
well, money was is always the thing, right?
I mean, I would imagine, you know, but like he just says no. I think that's a big deal to a young woman who wants more.
Well,
kids.
You'd think if he was a real rancher, he'd want more kids.
He works in the music industry. I don't know what that means.
Okay, because you need him on the farm. You know what I mean? That's how they used to have so many kids.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, some of them didn't even have names.
That's not true.
Hey, number 7.
Oh my God!
Get out there.
I don't know. So that's over. Right, and it's a little bit sad because I always want people to stay together.
I know.
I don't think true love is like a nice thing. I believed in the fairy tales.
7-year itch.
Do you think that's true?
I think so.
Do you think it happens every 7 years?
I hope not.
You know, like every 7 years, you like have a different body. Your body changes.
Yeah.
That maybe.
No, I don't think so.
Every 7 years, you want a different body, I guess.
not
your significant others.
You get past the first 7, then you're good.
You think?
That's what it
I
is.
I don't think that's true at all.
No, it's not every 7. It's, you know, the first 7.
And then you're clear to go?
Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the 7-year itch is your first 7.
And
not
then,
every 7 years.
But I think that you get...
You get an itch every 7 years.
No, I think people... Yeah, I do. I think people get an itch every 7 years.
Well, prove us wrong. Okay. I think it's the first 7.
In the Betty Broderick story that I'm watching on USA Today,
she was
married 16 years. So 7 plus 7 is 14, so she's a little off. But he started fooling around with the 21-year-old secretary.
On what year?
14.
14-year itch.
See what I'm saying?
So he had the double itch.
Yeah.
Right.
Every 7 years.
Like the cicadas.
Yeah. Exactly. All right.
All right.
Who broke up with their boobs? Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
She got her implants out yesterday. She said she was sick of them. And her kids were funny because her 4-year-old daughter Luna and 2-year-old son Miles made cards for her. One said, "Have fun pulling your boobies out." And the other one said, "Simply buy boobies." So that's fun. Make it a family affair.
Yeah.
That's neat. And Ben Affleck, just because I like talking about Ben Affleck, he is on vacation with his new girlfriend, Ana de Armas, and 2 of his 3 children.
Now, who's she?
She is in Knives Out. She's a Cuban actress, beautiful, 32 years old. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell from the photos who is the daughter and who is the girlfriend because Hollywood.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's life goals, right, Bob?
Yeah. Well, no. See, I played the game just perfectly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I married a younger woman already, so I'm set.
Good job.
Yeah, you know, spring 5.5 chicken. Years.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's solid,
keeps
right?
you young, Bob.
Yeah, keeps me, you betcha. I could have hung the moon yesterday.
You know that? Yeah, I know. I heard.
All I had to do was hang the chandelier that's been sitting on the kitchen or on the dining room table for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I finally tackled it yesterday.
Yep.
You thought I hung the moon.
I'm telling you.
What do you want for dinner, honey?
Right?
Yep.
That's all you need to do.
That's it. I'm telling you. Well, I don't know what it is about you wives.
What about, really? I love this blanket statement. Oh, finish it. I can't wait to hear you get yourself in trouble.
No, if you do a chore around the house like that, you take on, you tackle it.
Yeah.
That's
how desperate we are.
Is that what it is?
All right, that's it. It's not really about us, Bob.
Wow.
It's about you.
Now.
How long was that lamp on the dining room table?
Three weeks.
Yeah, okay.
You got to prep. Oh, what a setup. For the job.
Bob's like, this is a nice centerpiece. This could work.
You got to envision it in the ceiling. You got to take some time. You can't rush into these things.
Yeah.
But it's us. I don't know what it is about you wives.
I think you came full circle here.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Now I know why Kelly divorced the
he had a chandelier as a centerpiece.
She wouldn't be as excited if it had sat there for like a day and then it was up.
Right?
Like, that's your plan,
anticipation of hanging that light.
Way to sell it.
Yeah. Hang the moon for you. Just hang the lamp, okay?
I have a railing I haven't finished for 2 years.
Oh, my God. I can't wait until you do.
What is it with you wives?
Oh, my God.
I don't get it.
What is it?
I get it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And more 105.7 WROR,
the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, that's brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to today's player, Chrissy from North Attleboro. Good morning, Chrissy.
How you doing?
We're good. Did you hear we had a winner yesterday?
I did not hear. Oh, great. Okay.
No pressure.
No pressure for you, Chrissy. Yeah. We did. There's no reason you can't win $1,000, too. Okay, Chrissy, you're from North Attleboro. What do you do?
I am an administrative assistant for Village Forge, a steel company in Boston.
Are you back to work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We worked right through.
Oh, right straight through. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's play Super Smart. You know how it works. Get them all right. Yeah, we'll give you $1,000. And along the way, if you're not sure about a question, just say pass. That's what our player did yesterday. Came back and won $1,000. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Okay.
Here we go.
What is 20 plus 10?
30.
Larry is short for what name?
Lawrence.
On a map, what are the lines that run parallel to the equator called?
Path.
Joseph Merrick is also known as what?
P-
pass again, please?
What's the capital of Michigan?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Pass, pass. Oh, my God.
Jennifer Coolidge played whose mom in American Pie?
Oh, is it Sifla?
What athletic apparel company took its name from the Greek goddess of victory?
Nike.
What does FOMO stand for?
I'm sorry, BOMO?
FOMO. F-O-M-O.
F-O-O. 4-O. 4-O. Oh, Jesus, no.
What was Domino's Pizza originally called?
Oh, Domino's, guys, don't know that one.
Well, I like your attitude, Chrissy. Chrissy, you got four right. Okay. She's having fun with it. That's
hell yeah.
Good.
It's like, you know, this is all fun. Good. It's a game. It's not, you know.
Exactly.
I like your attitude.
All right. What did Chrissy miss?
I just love the fact that you knew it was Stifler's mom.
I know, right? So did Brian.
Oh, yeah.
He enjoyed
okay,
that.
Okay. On a map, the lines that run parallel to the equator are called latitude.
Mm-hmm. Latitude.
Joseph
okay.
Merrick is also known as the Elephant Man.
Mm-hmm.
The capital of Michigan is Lansing.
Oh, see, everyone's thinking Detroit.
I know.
No.
It's not true. Let's see. Well, FOMO, F-O-M-O, stands for fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
And Domino's Pizza was originally called Dominic's Pizza.
Dominic's Pizza.
Oh, okay. So I learned some things today.
It is a learning experience.
Okay.
It is.
Well, there you go. It was fun. You were fun, Chrissy. So listen, nobody leaves empty-handed. How about a $50 gift card you can use at either 110 Grill or Aviva Trattoria?
Sounds great. Okay.
See?
Well, yeah. That's
Chrissy.
Great.
Hey, both restaurants now open for dining on their patios. So enjoy that.
Nice. Yeah, I like that.
All right, Chrissy. Who are you going to take with you, by the way?
Probably my daughters.
Oh, that's
see.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are they old enough to drink?
Well, one is. The other one's almost there.
Leave them home. Leave them home.
I know. They're expensive when they
drink. They get expensive.
Yep.
I miss the Milky Poos.
The Milky Poos. The Shirley Temples.
Yeah, miss those. Yes. All right, Chrissy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
There you go. So 4 out of 10. If you want to play Super Smart like Chrissy did, just go to WROR.com. Plus, you can play the home version of the game right there.
Yes, and we missed a question. We didn't get to all 10, so if you go online today, you can find out the 10th question and see if you are super smart.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
You should. LBF, what is cool with you?
First, it was FOMO. Now it's FOGO, and I have a case of it.
You got FOGO? Oh,
I got FOGO.
Sorry to hear that.
Okay. Not just a six-pack.
We'll find out what FOGO is, Brian.
Well, you know, I never know what my wife's order is at Starbucks, and there's a little thing going around on TikTok and social media that most guys don't. Wait till you hear this.
It's funny if you missed it earlier in the show. Okay, yeah, 85 degrees today, sunny. You can go to the beach.
Yeah.
And you need some, you know, some sunscreen, some protection. What'd that song say?
Wear sunscreen.
That's it. Trust us on the sunscreen.
It's true.
I've got the top 5 sunscreens, according to experts, that you should have
your
beach bag. All right, coming up.
Well, I would go to the beach if I didn't have a strong case of FOGO.
FOGO. Uh-oh. She's got FOGO.
I got FOGO. It's the thing that's going around. It's the fear of going out.
Yeah, because of the thing that's going around.
Exactly.
That's right.
It's a legit fear. It's a legit fear. So, you know, fear of missing out was like you'd see your friends on Facebook and they'd be doing fun things. And, by the way, that's been a nice byproduct of this when no one's doing anything fun and you're not reading about it on Facebook.
You like that?
You're like, oh, another day in your kitchen. Fear of going out now is what's happening where you're like, do I go to the grocery store? Do I go to the beach? I mean, is it safe? Is it... And so you have to weigh all those things and what you want to do. I mean, some things, you know, there was a list.
So do you have FOGO? Is that what
you're saying? FOGO. There was this list that Mass Live put out about some epidemiologists said, you know, on the list of like 10 things on a scale of 1 to 10, what should
risk
you be doing?
Factors,
risk factors. You know.
Right, okay.
You know, like social distancing at a barbecue is, you know, with only 10 people with masks, blah, 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 fine.
Yeah.
But like basketball, not a good sport to play. What else? Yeah. With like all these things on the list. So you have to weigh that. And now we all have, or some of us have, FOGO.
Some worse than others.
You know me. I'm susceptible to all those things.
Right. Yeah. And some of us aren't weighing anything. I ain't weighing nothing.
You...
That's probably
you really
good,
want to tell people good, that? Yeah.
I'm not going to get on that scale.
Okay. Yeah.
So don't feel bad.
Don't feel bad with your
FOGO,
which is opposed to FOMO.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Or BOGO.
BOGO.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, I know my wife is missing out on going to Starbucks. She had, you know, her regular routine when she'd go into the office.
Yeah.
She doesn't go into her office anymore, so she doesn't go to the Starbucks. But a little thing that started going around on the social media, and actually, this is from the Starbucks right down in Attleboro, where women are pranking their guys by making them ordering, you know, their
Who filmed
their drink.
This guy? Or who?
She did.
This is a TikTok thing. It's like
a
TikTok.
Like, honey, here's what I want, and then this is what happened to this poor guy.
Yeah, and I'll have a pinkity drinkity for the lady.
What is it?
Pinkity drinkity.
The pink drink?
If that's what it's... Yeah. She set me up. Okay.
Okay.
Dang it.
All right.
Yeah, so I'll have a pinkity drinkity, and he bought
it. And my dignity. I'd
fall for that, because I never... I'm like, just write down exactly what I have to say to the people so I can get something to drink.
Yeah, but in the guy's defense... They're strange drinks.
That sounds about right.
It sounds like a pinkity drinkity.
I feel like they should call it that, because that's a great name.
They will.
Yeah.
I'm calling it that now.
Yeah, pinkity drinkity.
Be careful, though, little girlfriend.
Little girlfriend? Yeah, why?
Yeah. Payback. He's going to get her back. Yeah, why don't you go to Home Depot and ask me to get
a 2x4, 2x2, whatever it takes.
There's some tool they always ask like these kids to. I remember when years ago, someone asked me to go get it, whatever tool it was. It doesn't exist. And you just look like a total moron.
Oh, really? You fell for that?
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
Then you prank everybody else.
All right.
Okay. I forgot the name of that tool.
I have a couple. But we can't say them on the radio.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All righty. Anyway, see, payback. Here are the top five. If you have to wear sunscreen, remember the song.
Yep,
that's,
I do.
That's advice. Here are the top five, according to experts. Okay, this is not in any particular order. One is Say... You always have these great names. Say moi, sunshine. Say moi.
Say moi. Say moi.
Yeah,
like
French.
Miss Piggy's using it.
Moi? Say moi.
Does it smell like bacon?
Only if you stay in the sun too long.
I like it. That's got a sunscreen, 45?
Okay.
Okay, soleil... How do you say it? Soleil.
Soleil.
Soleil Taurus. Taurus? Soleil Taurus.
Soleil Taurus.
Soleil Taurus.
I like a sunscreen you can pronounce, like banana boat.
Right?
Because I'm hungry.
All right. Number three, Kula Classic.
Oh, that's, okay. That's very
50
Boston.
SPF. Yep, Kula.
Kula Classic.
C-O-O-L-A. Number four, be careful.
Like, don't forget your Kula when you go to the beach.
Yeah. This sounds like the pinkity drinkity one, this one here. Be careful. La Roche-Posay. La Roche-Posay.
Careful. Careful, Bob.
Pinkity drinkity.
Okay. That's what you're ordering.
No. It's spelled P-O-S-A-Y, but I think it's pronounced... Go ahead. La Roche.
What's the next one?
Exactly.
The next one is
actually my
favorite one.
Is it? I thought that one was.
Yeah. Well, no, this is my favorite. I'm always. Anyway, SPF of 70.
70.
It's called Sunbum.
Sunbum.
Yeah. Sunbum. SPF of 70.
70. That's good.
If that was any higher, it'd be SPF Stay Home. I mean, really.
Well, yeah, but you
70
know, people burn.
For your sunbum.
Like wearing a blanket.
Might as well. I know.
Yeah, but so pick it up.
Sunbum.
That's about your speed, right? 70?
Sunbum?
Yeah.
Yeah, 70 is my speed. I don't know. Yeah, I look like a ghost in the summer. I don't care. I used to care, and I used to burn, and now I don't care.
Okay.
So
maybe some sunbun for you. Sunbums.
I'm going to look that up.
Sunbum.
I hope. Oh, boy, this is going to be dangerous on a work.
Search history over there.
There we go.
All right. I mean, it's good, but, you know, it ain't this.
In Saint-Tropez, almost all they wear is the deep, dark color of...
Yeah.
Yeah. Bain de soleil. Protection de 4, 6, 8, 15.
I love that. Protection.
Two.
I like the Sunbum website. It's promising right. Like that. It's okay. Going to look good.
Yeah. Okay.
Are there any bums on it?
Well, yeah. A couple.
All right. Protection 2. I love it. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Hey, earlier in the show, this was fun. We had a Facebook post on our ROR Morning Show Facebook page where LBF, you just asked this fun question.
When I was a kid, I used to think, right? And like the ridiculous things.
Your mom was really good.
Yeah,
hers.
She believed when her mother said Christmas was around the corner, she would jump out of bed, run around the corner. It'd be July, and think that Christmas was coming in like a marching band.
Just around the
corner,
but
it was not.
I love it. I thought my old radio, my Uncle Ted's old radio in his basement when I'd go visit them. He had this old RCA radio tubes, had to heat up, right, warm up.
Yeah.
I thought, man, I'm going to hear, this is going to be great. Be like,
where's Little Orphan Annie?
Little Orphan.
Shadow knows.
Yeah. Yeah. I turn it on, excited, anticipating, you know, some old radio, and there was Casey and the Sunshine Band. Didn't seem right.
I know. I wish in a world
get down tonight
could have happened to you.
All right, so we had a lot of great ones on our Facebook page. Lorraine said, "I thought the sun just turned into the moon, just to flip
at
night."
Okay.
Ann says, "I think you already did this one." I used to think a couple got married when they went on their honeymoon; they came back with a baby.
Mm. Not necessarily untrue.
No, you did, just delayed. Ellen said, when I was a kid, I always thought if someone died on TV or in a movie, they were dead for real. And then see them on another show, be what? Confused. Wait a minute.
Yes, Screen Actors Guild union dues.
Right, you're dead. Travis says, when I was little, and a lot of folks said this, I thought the bands performed their songs in the radio studio. And yes, I know they do that occasionally, but not all the time. Here's a good one. Brian says, I used to watch Dukes of Hazzard as a kid and asked my dad, how do I get to Hazzard County? I want to meet the Dukes. He told me, son, it's a secret. Nobody really knows how to get there. So sometime later, as I was waiting for him in the car, I saw a switch on the steering column labeled Hazzard.
Oh, this is so cute.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that great? So I switched it. And looked forward, expecting to open a tunnel to open up in the General Lee roar by, but it never happened.
Oh my God, that is so disappointing.
Isn't that cute?
For
you
him.
Hit the hazard button.
That's cute.
That took him to Hazzard County.
Father had his hazard on all the way to the store. What's wrong with that car?
Oh my God.
Just a dumb kid in the front seat.
Yeah, Bo and Duke. He wants Bo and Duke, Luke. So there,
oh, that's so sweet.
That's fun. All right, so if you haven't liked our Facebook page, do so.
It's a very likable page.
It's likable.
Yeah.
Hit thumbs up.
Yep.
Our ROR Morning Show. Boss says we need to get those numbers up.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should have paid attention in that
but
meeting.
But you did. He said, get it up or he's going to call the doctor. Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, you got to get those numbers up.
All right.
Something's
okay.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Numbers don't look good.
With you.
Bye. All right. Here's Thin Lizzy, and if you're a fan of Thin Lizzy, there's going to be a documentary coming out about that.
Really?
You look so excited.
Oh, my
you're
God.
Good to know. Settle down.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
So every day at this time, we've been putting the spotlight on a local restaurant. That's
our favorite
open.
Subject.
It is fun, right? We love it. So what is today's WROR.com featured restaurant, LBF?
Fresser's Delicatessen in Randolph.
Okay.
And it is a breakfast, deli, sandwich, luncheon extravaganza.
Mm.
A feast. It's like a fireworks for the taste buds.
Alive and kicking since 96, they say.
Yeah. They have what you love.
Which is?
Tuna melt with bacon and tomato because they're elevating it.
That, yeah. I like that. They kicked it up a notch.
good.
Listen to this one. Did you the famous Fresser?
Yeah, they have these things. They're grilled Spunkies. It's a large Spuckies. Braided a Spucky. Yeah, Spucky. A Spucatelli roll. Spucatella roll. Okay. You know those great big things, and then they grill them?
Yep.
The one they have, the famous Fresser, 2.5 pounds of corned beef, pastrami, roast beef, turkey, Swiss, onions, tomatoes, Russian dressing, and coleslaw.
Is that a food challenge?
I mean, that's just incredible.
Is that a food challenge?
You know, challenge accepted.
I think so.
You know what would be great with this place? You go there on your way to the beach, and you get the sandwiches you throw in the cooler.
Call ahead, curbside pickup, the whole thing.
How about that?
I like the grilled Italian with everything.
But wait a minute. Don't sleep on the coleslaw on the sandwich. That is great. Underrated move.
That's true.
Don't sleep on the coleslaw.
I won't. I love coleslaw on a sandwich.
Love it.
I love sandwiches.
Yes.
They have everything. They have a really big, fat 12-ounce burger, Spucky. They have, breakfast. They have these pancake stacks, omelets, the whole bit.
That's a three-quarter pounder.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
That's right.
Big.
Yeah, that's big.
Geez.
You can go there and get stuff for your girls. They have a whole section of veggie stuff. Fried eggplant, mozzarella, all this. Look at that. Some good stuff.
Yeah, come on.
Let's keep that a secret.
You're jealous because it's by me. Randolph's right next door.
I am. Can you pick up something for my daughters then?
Yeah, you go.
I'm tired.
Yeah, they're getting expensive,
huh? Oh, my God.
All right, so Fressers.
Yes.
It's FressersDeli.com, but you can also find it at WROR.com/local.
This has been fun doing this, the restaurant of the day, right? It's fun.
Officially making us hungry at the end of the show.
We have gone around the greater Boston area, again, they're open. They want your business. They need your business. So, Brian had a great idea. Go to the beach. It's going to be 85.
I know, with a giant Spucky.
Who's that? It's my friend, Spucky.
Yeah, just keep 12 feet away from it.
Better.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.